Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. The end of September. Doesn't matter because Halloween decorations have been out since July, so it doesn't matter. Halloween's out there already. Before we dive in today, no pun intended, give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Go over and check them out. Mention Coach Unplugged High School Hoops and get $350 off. And then if the last couple of weeks didn't get you to buy teachhoops.com and help building a program, and if you haven't heard my story, how I turned it, I was the only applicant for my job into this. It's like, yeah. Anyway, go over and check it out. Teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Prices are going up. Pre-trials going away. Lots of things happening in the next couple months. So you're going to want to go over and check that out. All right. So
hold on 1 second so I can feel better. Last week, Coach Tony was talking about a book. It's DeChicco. Tony DeChicco. I think it's Italian.
Yeah, catch them being good. I'll put that in the show notes.
DeChicco.
I'm gonna put it in my big master list too. I've got a big master list of books that I've.
But I wanted to be respectful to a gold medals and World Cup coach. He passed away a couple years ago, so pay my respects. Did a wonderful thing for the game of soccer, and I apologize to DeChicco. So there we go. We're good now.
I know. I always have the kids pronounce their own names.
Yeah, and
this year.
Yeah, and sometimes if it's really hard, I'll create my own little phonetics. You know.
Yeah, I do too. I always do.
Because that's your name. It's important.
Oh, it's important. It's the most important thing that someone can say. So, like I said, no pun intended, but we're going to do a deep dive in your team. So, I think this time of year, you should always be doing a deep dive. And now, what do I mean by a deep dive into your team? Well, first of all, there's logistical stuff. Like, it's September. You better logistically be a chugging train at this point. You know, having meetings, figuring out who's coming out, who's not coming out, all that bus stuff, all the logistical part. That until you've done it a couple of times, probably can seem overwhelming. But I think when I talk about deep dive, when I talk about doing that as a coach, is figuring out, you have to be honest with yourself and you have to look at the guys that are, you know, it's, we know who's coming to our teams at this point. There's no, you know, 7'11", 6'11" kid moving in, you know, probably, and it does happen, but you probably know who's on your team. So you have to look in the mirror and you have to be honest about what's your strengths and what are your weaknesses. Because you want, like anything in life, you want to accentuate the positive and hide the weaknesses. We all have weaknesses as human beings. We all have weaknesses as teachers. I mean, I do. So I try to hide those and I try to accentuate the positive. Well, when you're doing your deep dive in your team, I think that's a really important thing to do. because you still got time. It's only September. Some of you start in a month, but most of you start in a couple months. Like, what can we do really well, and what do we need work on? And here's what I told a coach, a teachhoops.com member that I was helping, is how do you beat the best team on your schedule? How do you beat the best team on your schedule? Because we all know who that best team is, if we're honest. And I spent 20 minutes with him on this. And, you know, I think we came up with some ideas. We're going to circle back. But that's who you got to beat. Because to be honest, if you can beat that team, you can beat the rest of the teams on the schedule. Like, not that it doesn't matter, not that you don't prepare, not that you don't do that. But I think that's where the strengths and weaknesses really come in, the logistical part of building a basketball program. Thoughts, Coach?
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I would say that's pretty much, let me take a look at this list here.
It was more that I had to take a drink there because I do like to talk, but
I think mapping out your first couple weeks, but I also think you start mapping out your entire season.
You do.
And you look at, all right, what are some things that I'd like to sprinkle in maybe over that long Christmas break? You know, are you going on a trip? Are you taking a couple days off? What could you add here? Maybe you want to add a certain press in the middle of the year. I think I've done that before with teams where I waited first 2 months, and then I had some time to really get deep dive into a couple presses. And you know, you got to kind of say, all right, what's your roadmap all the way to the end of the year?
I think that's really important. So here's what I tell you. So again, don't mean to be throwing T-shirts out here, but I have a thing where you know your schedule, and you know what you need to build toward and what you need in. So I have a sheet that kind of does it. And then I also have a calendar, but obviously the calendar changes from year to year because the calendar changes. But you know, you got 10 days to get ready for your first opponent, 3 days for the next. You should map out when you need things in, what you need to work on, what you need to be effective at. Those things are important to do, mapping out an entire, you know,
I would say, like, mapping out all the things that are kind of headaches. Get all that stuff out of the way. Coaches meeting, whatever you want to do, gear, all that stuff, you know, get that planned out, you know. And like things that you can keep in, like if you're gonna do some team building things, you know, I think when you dive into your team, I think you want to find things that meet those teams, because I was going to add this in our building program. I think in this day and age, what are you doing as a program to make your brand fun and engaging for kids to want to be there? Okay. It goes above and beyond basketball. If you don't think that, you're not going to survive in this 21st
century.
You're
going to have a team of seven kids because it's going to be,
So like, if this group just loves playing the game, man, I am going to do whatever I need to do to make practice super competitive all the time, 100% of the time. Right. If I got a young team and we're building that chemistry, heck, I'm finding a Saturday once a month and we're going to go play laser tag. Because I've got a bunch of sophomores and we're just trying to figure this out. You have to be real.
And they got to figure out rides, if nothing else.
Right. So, like, you know, or what if they love the game so much, maybe we're going to a Badger game. Okay, every team is different. What can you do that season to make it fun and engaging for that group of players that you have? I guess that's always one thing that I always look at every group of kids that I have. What am I putting within my plan for the year that's going to be fun and engaging for kids? Because it goes above and beyond the game of basketball. It'll just make your team better when it comes to February and March.
I agree. Everything. So the deep dive has to be, you know, you got to think logistics, but you have to think your team. You have to think about how you can beat the best team on your schedule. But you also have to think about, like, how, like we said last couple of weeks, building a program. How can I bring this group together? So by, you know, they're going to be a semi-cohesive group in November, but how are they going to be the group that we want at the end in March? And that is the deep dive that not only you should take and your assistant coaches should take, but this is the time where maybe you have to have an outside person help you. Maybe you have to have a former coach in your area. Maybe you need.
Right. What are you doing to delegate some of these things? Right. What are you doing? Like when you start to work with these coaches and you start to deep dive in your team, and coach will be the first to tell you there are people on his staff, and I'm not, and Steve will admit, that know certain things better than Steve does.
Right? Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And that's the key of being a great coach, is knowing what you know best and what you need somebody else to do.
Right.
Okay.
If you're in a big program and you've got assistants, then treat them like they want to be head coaches. Treat them like, I'm going to let you do the scout. I'm going to turn it over to you. You know, we jump our scouts. So we'll have one person do a scout, then another assistant will do it, and then this other one will come back. And that makes them better coaches. It makes them deep dive into opponents. You know, sometimes they'll do two in a row because they'll have somebody that they've done before and they want to take it. But usually we hopscotch over each other. And
so are you saying basically too, is that deep diving into your team and also into your program is something that you don't do on your own, but it is something that you co-construct with several people, and you co-construct even at the youth level. You get those youth coaches involved, because when you have, I'm thinking maybe the word autonomy, right? When you have that sense of autonomy and that co-constructed model, yes, you are facilitating as if you're the head of the helm, but if you have all those pieces in place, you never know what this person might have to offer. And so when you're doing this whole deep dive in your program and your team each season and as a whole, you want to get as many basketball minds together to make that the machine work.
Right. So we're leaving the station all together and we're all on the train. Yes, we have to do that deep dive. All right. Until next week, coach.
All right. Take care.
Right. Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.